The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, November 5th, 1978 at 16 hours 35 and 19 hours 35 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa, friends. This is Rita Rochelle, and I'm happy to be back once again with another program of traditional and popular African music, played by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Hope you're planning to stay tuned in today because you'll be listening to the beautiful sounds of the majestic 21-string quarter harp of West Africa, played by some of the most outstanding contemporary virtuosos of Gambia. Also, at the end of the program today, I'll have special hellos and thanks for those of you who have been writing to my colleague Leo Sarkisian and I. So stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. One of the important musical instruments that indeed plays a major role in the musical heritage of West Africa is the kora, an instrument I've talked about a number of times, and also played recordings of the instrument on our Music Time shows. It was the accompanying musical instrument for the voices of the famous poets and minstrels of the past, who sang in the courts of ancient kings and warrior chiefs in Gambia, Senegal, Mali, and Guinea. It's part of the traditions of Casamance, legendary home of many of West Africa's master musicians and poets. Here's what the kora sounds like. Now I'd like to describe the instrument once again for those listeners in other parts of Africa and for our listeners in other parts of the world who are not familiar with the kora or the classical music of West Africa. The instrument is made from the half shell of a giant gourd, the proper shell usually about 18 inches or 46 centimeters in diameter. A cow or goat skin is tightly stretched over the open face of the gourd. A neck pole about 4 feet or 122 centimeters long is attached to the gourd. Stretching from the top of the pole down to the bottom of the gourd are 21 strings, divided into two parts. The seated musician holds the instrument vertically in front of him by firmly grasping two sticks which protrude from the gourd on each side of the neck pole. The strings are plucked with the fingers and thumbs, the fingers playing the melody, while the thumbs pluck the rhythm of the lower bass strings. Alhaji Baye Konte is one of Gambia's finest kora virtuosos, and here is his interpretation of a very old traditional piece that has become a classic in West African music, Alaleki.
Baile, alabaro yonta baila.
Alalake, a traditional classic of West African music, played by Gambia's master kora player, Alhaji Baikonte. Baikonte's special talent as a kora player has enabled him to bring out the special flavor of the ornamented themes that really create dream images of Africa. I especially like his recording of one of my own favorites in the repertoire of West African classical tunes, the highly rhythmical piece titled Jato. Baikonte tastefully interprets all of the varying themes and changing cross rhythms.
No.
El Hadji Bakonte, Choro Virtuoso of Gambia, playing traditional classic music of West Africa. Another famous choro player in Gambia is Jale Niama Suso, a descendant of one of the oldest griot families in West African music, the Sissokos. Jale Niama is a teacher, continuing the tradition of passing on the art of choro playing from one generation to another, as he himself was taught by his father. In his own words, he tells us of this, and something about the music he plays.
Well, the choro come out in Kabu. You get one man who pull choro out there, his name is Jale Madu Guleng. It's a long time, of course, my father was play choro, my grandfather do it, my great-grandfather do it. You know, that is a long time. Some people, they are choro player and singers. Some people, they are historians. They know some of history of the peoples, because most of choro sons, like Kelefasani is not king, but he was great man. He get his young son. Another son, his name Kedo. Kedo, that time, the Fulas and Mandinka do fight. So this is the time they compose that songs. I know Kelefaba, Nteri Jato, Masana Sise, Bakar Bajakari, Katandau, Kura, Janjungo, Tutujara, all songs before what my father know and my great father know. Of course, that times, people go to war and fight, and the griot play music and talk something to you what can make you happy and do fight well. But now people, they just want to be happy, so you can play a happy song for him or love song, something like that. Well, this song we're going to play, they compose it for one man. He's a very great man. His name is Kelefasani. And this Kelefasani is from Kabu. And then we get one king here, his name Mansa Demba Sonko. And this Kelefa come and help Mansa Demba for fight in this country, Gambia here. When he come to the fight here and he die here in the Gambia, he's the one get these songs, Kelefasani.
Kelefala tambo bilari mbariya, kelefala napo bilari mbariya. Kelefa uluta mindole, biadi birikama. Kelefa nade fa mindole joka dubariya. Wakata mansa jamale jamano la wole mansa demba songo, dita matakoto ni mara songo, bijin songo na wagan songo, kulanya kumbwa dada songo zenamo kanendeli yanga. Beke mfati, jalole beke mfati, jalna jati beke mfati. Wolde kuma koi vala, kela borla, wolde kuma koi vala, kela borla, wolde kuma koi vala, kela borla, wolde kuma koi vala. Iseke, ise bambang, lanya seke, ise bambang, nam 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 bambang. Thank you.
The musician you just heard was Jale Nyama Suso, a well-known teacher of the art of kora playing in Gambia and a descendant of the griot family Susuko. Sundiulo Susuko, also a direct descendant of the griot family, has often been called the voice of the kora and was truly born a musician. His talent brought him fame not only in Gambia or West Africa, but in Europe and the United States with the famous Ballet Africain of Guinea. His virtuosity on the majestic kora developed from his upbringing in the kora school in Casamance, Senegal, legendary home of the poets and minstrels. Under the tutelage of his father, himself a master musician and teacher, Sundiulo learned not only how to play the kora, but also how to make his own instrument like all the great kora players. Our music man Leo Sarkisian met Sundiulo Susoko in West Africa and recorded a number of his songs for our Voice of America music library. Here now is the voice of the kora, Sundiulo Susoko, playing a medley of three praise songs that are still popular and played just as frequently as they were in the courts of the ancient kings of West Africa.
You know what I mean? ali mamini gino tara wale amanya na ke ay jamanuge ay wuranuge lambia ture le manjuanda
As a final number for today, here is the tune titled Jula Jikere by Gambia's master kora player, El Haji Bakonte. And that does it for today. I hope you enjoyed this special show dedicated to the art of playing the kora, the beautiful 21-string harp of West Africa. Next week, I'll be back with more traditional and popular African music. Join me then, won't you? And here's a quick hello to our friends. Hello to Kirkula Larbla of Harbel, Liberia. He writes that he enjoys the beautiful African music on our programs and asks to say hello to his friends who also enjoy the recordings we play. So from Kirkula, hello to Mary Oting Bema of Cape Coast and to Ben Runner of Sekondi, Ghana. To Ibrahim Mohammed Zaria of Kaduna, Nigeria. He has received the photos that we sent and we're awfully glad to know that you like them. Thanks for the kind suggestions about including more historical background about the various peoples whose music we discuss on the programs. By the way, Ibrahim is a schoolteacher and we would love to hear from some of his students. Hello to Agre Philip Quindo of Nairobi, Kenya, and to Mrs. Jane Ogola of the same address, and to Peter Orti Uveri at the University of Nsukku in Nigeria. That was a very nice letter. Thank you again for the compliments about our African music program. And if you're enjoying the music and the program, drop us a line. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. This is Rita Rochelle saying goodbye for now, but also inviting you to stay tuned in for the news, which follows immediately on these same frequencies and meter bands on Africana. In the meantime, we hope you have a nice week, friends.